What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Former President Trump wants to create a new online network and take it public by merging with a SPAC. Shares of that blank check company have been soaring this week.
This is unprecedented, even in the SPAC boom we've seen over the last few years. We have not seen a SPAC announce a deal, then 2 days later be trading at over 10 times its listing price. When you think about the gains there, that's incredible.
And the Supreme Court takes on two abortion rights cases, plus the hard work of getting TikTok famous. It's Friday, October 22nd. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli for The Wall Street Journal. This is the PM edition of What's News, the top headlines and business stories that moved the world today. The Supreme Court has agreed to fast-track two lawsuits challenging Texas's abortion ban, which prohibits the procedure after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. Arguments are set for November 1st, but for now, the law will stay in place. The court deferred acting on an emergency request from the Justice Department while it considers the challenge from the federal government. The judges are also considering another abortion case in December, an appeal by Mississippi, which is seeking to ban abortions after 15 weeks. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says supply chain woes have worsened, and that's increasing the risk of higher inflation. Speaking at a virtual conference today, Powell said the central bank will need to stay flexible in the months ahead. The Fed's next policy meeting is set for the first week of November. The central bank could formally announce a gradual reduction or tapering of its monthly asset purchases at that time. Meanwhile, the Treasury says the U.S. incurred its second largest budget deficit on record in the last fiscal year at $2.8 trillion. It trailed only the prior year's deficit without adjusting for inflation. Response to the pandemic accelerated spending for monthly child tax credits, unemployment benefits, emergency business loans, and stimulus payments. Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, has been convicted on campaign finance charges. Parnas was charged with masking the true source of a $325,000 donation he made to a super PAC that supported then-President Donald Trump. Parnas came to national attention in 2019 for helping Giuliani persuade Ukrainian officials to investigate Joe Biden, then Trump's top Democratic rival, and his son Hunter Biden. That later became part of the impeachment inquiry into Trump. A newly unredacted lawsuit by state attorneys general in 16 states shows that Google has been charging more than twice as much on their ad exchange than competitors. The suit is led by Texas, whose AG argues that Google's business practices inflate costs, suppress competition, and limit rival ad delivery. Google has called the lawsuit flawed and says their ad tech fees are lower than the industry standard. And Pfizer and BioNTech say their vaccine is over 90% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19 in children ages 5 through 11. The findings from their clinical trial come ahead of the FDA's own assessment of the study. An expert panel advising the FDA is expected to meet Tuesday to decide whether U.S. regulators should authorize use. If approved, the vaccines will still require a sign-off by the FDA and CDC before millions of children would be able to get vaccinated. Coming up, shares of the SPAC linked to Trump's social media venture are soaring.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
The hottest stock this week was a SPAC known as Digital World Acquisition Corp. SPACs are special-purpose acquisition companies, or blank-check companies, that are like shells for other companies to use to go public without going through the IPO process. On Wednesday, Digital World Acquisition Corp. announced that it would be merging with a new media company backed by former President Donald Trump. He plans to launch a Twitter-like social media platform, Truth Social, geared towards conservatives. Shares of Digital World Acquisition soared on the news, trading as high as $175 yesterday. Today, they ended the day at $94.20. Joining me now to talk about the latest SPAC craze is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amrith Ramkumar. Hi, Amrith. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
So Amrith, some are comparing the surge in Digital World Acquisition Corp shares to the GameStop trading frenzy earlier this year. Are they comparable? Is this kind of attention unusual for this stage?
They're very comparable. This is the latest meme stock and now the hottest one, it would appear, based on what people out there are saying. And yeah, it's important to put it in context. This is unprecedented, even in the SPAC boom we've seen over the last few years. We have not seen a SPAC announce a deal, then 2 days later be trading at over 10 times its listing price. When you think about the gains there, that's incredible. And it's also incredible that the new Trump social media network that is going public by combining with the Digital World SPAC said it would be valued at about $875 million, including debt. And the current stock price, if you think about several times that, now you're valuing this new company that no one really knows anything tangible about other than it's Trump's new social network. It's now being valued at several billion dollars basically overnight. So you have a lot of investors online crowding into the space, either because they're in search of fast gains, trying to ride the momentum, but you're also seeing some posts about political movements and supporting former President Trump. So you can see how this becomes a powerful force. We also don't know a ton about the financials of the company, how the structure is set up, anything like that. So we're in for a wild ride, it would appear.
And not having great insight into the financials is something we often see with SPACs because they don't have to go through the standard IPO process. Let's talk about the risks a bit more. We've seen other SPACs soar in price over the past year and eventually come back down, right?
100% right. This is extremely dangerous for the people who have bought at incredibly high levels and implying a valuation of several billion dollars for a company that we fundamentally know basically nothing about and what its business model will be and any of that stuff. So it's extremely risky. Like you said, we've seen several other SPACs and companies that go public this way really fall off a cliff. So the most famously, the SPAC that took electric vehicle company Lucid Motors public, when there were rumors about that deal, again, not even an actual announcement, just rumors in the press about it, the stock soared and approached $60. So that was, again, from like 10 or 20 to 60. So that was considered meteoric at the time. And then that stock has since fallen and is now trading back around like $25. So less than half of what it was at its peak. Other companies like the space tourism firm, Virgin Galactic, the mobile gaming company, Skillz, like a lot of these stocks at times have become meme stocks. And then people look at their financials, they realize what the valuation is, and then the air kind of comes out of the bubble, so to speak. And yeah, this is again unprecedented because this stock, Digital World, has already surpassed the highs for a lot of those. Another element is that the SPAC has about $290 million. And typically, when you go public through a SPAC, you get that SPAC's money to go through. But investors also have the right to withdraw their money before a deal gets finished. And if the stock somehow falls off a cliff to the extent that it might somehow fall below $10 a share, we've seen other SPACs, a lot of them, lose a lot of their money. And that makes it a lot harder to get these deals done. So there are a lot of wrinkles like that that I think will make this situation a lot more complicated than it might appear on the surface.
And what do we know about President Trump's media company?
Yeah, so DWAC is the SPAC, and that again is a shell company that is merging with the Trump Media and Technology Group. President Trump's new social network, Truth Social, is basically the entirety almost of that new company. So they're merging. So we know nothing basically about former President Trump's company. There was kind of a splashy presentation comparing it to large social media networks and saying how huge the market opportunity is. And like we talked about, there does seem to be demand for that kind of platform, but there were, of course, very few specifics about how they plan to get there, the financial situation, and tangibly kind of how that will work moving forward. So that's another reason, like one investor I spoke to said this is a level of speculation that he thought was unfathomable. So yeah, it's definitely taking a lot of people on Wall Street and just in the world by storm, kind of.
Let's talk a little bit about the social media landscape for conservative sites. We've seen a few emerge in the past years. Is there a market for the type of company Trump is envisioning right now?
People say there's a lot of demand for it, and I think that you've seen that with other sites like Parler and Gab, but the struggle is really how to balance like terms of service and prevent hate speech and things like that from going up. So we saw after the January assault on the U.S. Capitol, of course, President Trump's social media accounts on Facebook and Twitter and other platforms were taken offline, and a lot of these other conservative news outlets or digital media platforms like Parler and Gab have hit snags as well when incidents like that happen. So that's the big question, is kind of how they'll strike that balance to make sure they can be a platform that stays online with the same digital domain for a long time. So they'll still have to compete with Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, all the big platforms that you know about.
That's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amarth Ramkumar. Amarth, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, speaking of social media, it used to be that to make it big, you had to move to a big city like New York or Los Angeles. But nowadays, most creatives, musicians, comedians, dancers, actors, show off their talents online. But the landscape is crowded. Venture capital firm Signalfire estimates that more than 50 million people identify as independent content creators. Our tech reporter Megan Bobrowski says real fame and fortune is still just for the lucky few.
I interviewed this guy named Lorenzo Mitchell, and he has 50,000 followers on TikTok, which may seem like a lot, but actually over a million people have 50,000 followers, and they're all trying to make it famous. So a lot of people think social media careers are going to get them rich and famous, but it actually doesn't pay super well unless you are really famous. So Lorenzo, for instance, had a video that got 2 million views and he made $25, which is what, 2 hours of work at a restaurant where he works. So, you know, you can't live off this in the beginning. But if you get sponsorship deals, and a lot of people use them to launch music careers or to launch movie deals or things, and that's what's going to get you money that you can live off of and sustain your career on. So social media is kind of like a pathway to getting somewhere else.
And that's what's news for this week. Our hosts are me, Anne-Marie Fertoli, and Peter Granitz. The show was produced by Trinae Nori, Kate Bullivant, and Mohsen Ali, with help from Anthony Bansi, Charlie Turner, and J.R. Whalen, and editorial support from Paolo Bossanen, Kateri Yoakum, Sandra Kilhoff, and Chris Sinsley. If you like what you hear, please rate and review us, and we'll be back on Monday morning.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.